My name is Rose Shannon, and we are standing at my middle school, or the school that I went to for just 1 year until I refused to go to school for a while.
Rose is now 21, but as she surveys the grounds of Willowside Elementary School in Santa Rosa, she remembers life as a young teenager when she was suffering from severe social anxiety.
And this was the school where I was going when it was at its very worst, and the school that I eventually wouldn't get out of bed to go to.
While she was struggling with social anxiety, Rose didn't like herself, didn't think other people could like her, and she felt alone. Social anxiety grows into a disorder when a person's natural shyness becomes crippling and uncontrollable. When it's untreated, those who suffer from social anxiety disorder are at a higher risk of depression, substance abuse, and suicide. Rose recalls,
"It was really bad. It was a really awful way to live, feeling completely alienated from everyone, from your peers, from my parents too, because I was angry at them for making me go to school. I got really depressed. It was a terrible year. Now it's just like I'm completely over that part of myself."
Social anxiety has a genetic and an environmental component. It can be treated with medication, but there's a high rate of relapse once the medication stops. With the help of her mother, Jennifer Shannon, Rose chose therapy. It just so happens Jennifer is the clinical director of the Santa Rosa Center for Cognitive Behavioral Therapy. She explains the thinking behind this approach.
Cognitive behavioral therapy is really, it's like if you think of connecting dots, and one dot is your thoughts, and one dot is your feelings, and one dot is your actions or your behaviors. We're looking at the connections between those things.
Jennifer says we take our thoughts very seriously, even though they're distorted a lot of the time. In cognitive behavioral therapy, patients gradually expose themselves to situations that are threatening or frightening. Rose says she started small.
I think the first exposure I ever did was asking for some email addresses. And my mom said she'd take me out for ice cream if I did it.
When Jennifer started coaching her daughter, she wanted to buy her a book about teenage social anxiety so she'd know she wasn't the only one with these feelings. But Jennifer couldn't find a book like this, even though social anxiety is the most common anxiety disorder. And the most common age of onset is during adolescence.
That was how I came to write the Shyness and Social Anxiety Workbook for Teens, was my daughter inspired me.
Jennifer's book, which was released earlier this year, gives teens simple steps for gaining social confidence and reaching out to other people.
If your goal was making friends or dating, but asking somebody out would be really terrifying, then we can start with a lower rung, which might be smiling and saying hi to somebody, or sharing one thing about yourself and asking a question.
Socially anxious people think they should always be socially perfect, says Jennifer. Once they realize this isn't possible for anyone, enjoying the company of others is easier. Making good friends helped Rose regain her confidence.
Honestly, I'm probably less anxious and less prone to avoiding things that make me afraid because of all I learned and because I started out with such a dramatic example of it. Like, if something's scary, I have to do it now.
For KRCB's North Bay Report, I'm Danielle Venton.